world, our Lord has come. He is here. He has accomplished the gospel. He is a living testament that God keeps his prayers, his promises. Lord, like the Holy Family on that first Christmas night, many of us enter into Christmas season with mixed emotions. And like that first Christmas night, we celebrate in the midst of a complicated, ever-changing world. Because you were good, even through your birth, you remind us that you are an unchanging, faithful God. Because of this,
we come today in gratitude.
Knowing that as far as the curse is found, your light shines. As far as the curse is found, your blessing searches out and covers us.
We come today in humility.
Stripped of pride, accepting you as our eternal God, as our eternal gift, given by God the Father.
We come rejoicing.
As your adopted children, your earthly adoption brought us into a world of heartache, poverty, and death. Our heavenly adoption brings us kingdom, riches, and life.
We come in faith.
Knowing that in our own Advent season of life, you are the promise keeper. You are the God who comes and stays and delivers. Because of this,
you are our hope.
Our hope for things to come.
Our hope for ourselves.
You are our hope when we pray in your name.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Joy to the world.
Thank you. it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city.
Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child.
So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Lord, it is beyond our comprehension that our royal prince, our holy Messiah, would have no place to lay his head. While he shakes his head in disapproval, we must also ask ourselves where we have not made room for you. So today, Lord,
we invite you into our homes,
the place where we are the most vulnerable and real. We invite you to see us as we are, with no pretense or show, to set the best and the worst before us.
We create room for you in our workplaces,
where tension often runs high and people can be difficult.
We invite you into our conflicts,
drawing on your divine compassion, understanding, and wisdom to resolve situations that wound us.
We create room for you in our finances,
so that you can guide us to people in need, precious souls beloved by you, and for those who are struggling during the Christmas season.
We invite you into our struggle.
Embracing you as our Prince of Peace, our wonderful counselor, may every heart prepare room for you in this season and throughout the year.
Amen.
Away in the manger.
Oh, great and glorious.
invited to the very first call to worship, to be summoned to the stable where the curse was deferred, to have a request for the honor of your presence from the King of the nations. How can we refuse?
So we come.
In answer to your bidding,
we come.
With uplifted hearts and outreached arms,
we come.
Joining our voices with the angels,
we come.
With joyful song and happy greetings, all to each bows down to you. They sing praises to you. They sing praises to your name.
Come to see the works of God. How awesome are his deeds for mankind.
O come, all ye faithful. The broken, the disillusioned, the weary, and the utterly defeated. to himself for evil. He breaks the power of fear and sin. He frees us, giving us his peace.
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
These are the tidings of comfort. These are the tidings of joy. God rest ye merry gentlemen.
Of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure,
For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace.
Because our culture pushes us to look for extraordinary in exaggerated situations, we are prone to miss miracles that happen in unlikely places. We might be tempted to manufacture glamour in efforts to see God's hand at work. Lord, remind us that throughout history, you have chosen the underdog, the unassuming, to show your greatest power. Remind us that your miracle and blessings cannot be summoned by wealth, power, or presentation.
In times when we lack confidence in our calling.
Remind us that you chose Mary, an unwed teen, to raise the Savior of the world.
In times when our current situation seems to disqualify us from your blessings.
Remind us of Bethlehem, a tiny city with heavenly fame.
In times when we feel less than.
Remind us that you are the great I Am. When we act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, we are in partnership with the Almighty, that you would use us to accomplish the divine in an honor almost more than we can comprehend. But we are grateful.
Let us see your hands and feet, bringing the miracles of hope and deliverance to evil and darkness. Amen.
O come, little, our old little town of Bethlehem.
Yeah.
shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid.
Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. The first Noel.
Shepherds in fields as they lay.
celebrations of you everywhere. When we see the Christmas lights blinking on the trees and on the houses, we will rejoice.
For you are the light.
When we feast on our Christmas meal and all the confectionery, we will give thanks.
For you are the bread of life.
As we leave with these carols in our hearts and on our lips,
we will sing with the angels.
In the car, in our homes, during the mundane tasks of life, making each moment sacred. And so, we end today in the same way we begun. Joy to the world, our Lord has come.
We receive you as our King.
Joy. Thank you so very much. That's beautiful. Why are you all doing it? Fabulous.